Welcome to the 100% LCFC podcast. My name's Phil and I'm standing in for Lee Chappie this week.
Calling all Leicester City fans. 100% LCFC keeps you up to date with all the fans' views, club news, gossip and competitions. Visit leicesterfantv.com or search online for 100% LCFC and join the Leicester fan debate today. Blue Army.
Are you running a business? Does social media marketing leave you scratching your head? We can help you. Hologram offers online digital marketing services for local businesses in Leicestershire at affordable prices. Harness the power of online digital marketing today and call us on 01509 410 365 01509 410 365 or visit hologram.com and book your free consultation.
I'm joined by two Leicester City fans to look back at the Newcastle match and also look forward to the West Ham game. So first of all, let's start with Sam. Sam, you were at the Newcastle game.
Yeah.
It was disappointing all round, wasn't it?
Yeah, it seemed like we were under Puel again. You know, we had so much time and space because they were sitting back. And there were so many chances where Tielemans, Maddison had a chance to shoot, but they just passed it off to the wing. We crossed it in and we lost it. And we know we're not good at that because we have no one up front to head it, really.
Quite a few fans have said that after the match, that it was a bit like watching Leicester under Puel, which is a bit harsh, but it really was. I have to agree, I was there as well. And Tielemans didn't have his best match. Maddison didn't. It was frustrating to see that players couldn't break Newcastle down. Rafa Benitez clearly came with a game plan, didn't he, and set them out to defend.
Yeah, I think we knew that's what he was going to do, though. I felt from the... That's how Newcastle play, especially when they're trying to get a few points to stay up this season. So I think we just... We didn't play to our strengths the weekend. We definitely didn't do anything at half-time to go into the second half and change it.
No, they came to defend, and then, frustratingly, we let that goal in the first half. I know before we came on to this podcast, you were telling me a little bit that you thought Kasper might be at fault slightly for that.
He looked like he jumped preemptively. He looked like he jumped really early for that, and he kind of, like, flailed in the air kind of thing. I don't know if he was thinking it was coming to the left side, but he almost looks like he's jumping in the middle, and he hits the ground before the ball's even in the net, kind of, if you look at it. He jumped quite early for that one.
Yeah, it was frustrating, although I think you have to give Perez, who scored for them, a bit of credit. The ball came in fast cross, and he put it in. I mean, they created, I think, that as many chances as us, but with only 25% possession. So it really just was frustrating, and something that Brendan Rodgers has got to look at for next season, I think.
I think so. I think, yeah, we definitely need a plan B. Not one of the subs that came on, apart from Albrighton, actually brings anything to the game. And Albrighton is usually a first-team player. There's no striker, like... Even if you had Slimani on for the last 15 minutes, you know, kind of player, he'll do more than the Mendy kind of plays for Ndidi, you know?
Yeah, and talking of Albrighton, it was great to see him come back. Most of us thought he wasn't going to make any more appearances for the rest of this season. Jay, a lot of fans have been, again, frustrated at Demarai Gray's performances. He's had a little run in the team, mostly because Albrighton's not been in the team. Didn't perform that well again, to many fans' views on Friday night against Newcastle. What's your views on Demarai Gray?
Well, I feel like that was his time to shine, really, because Albrighton being out of the squad, he's had a lot more game time, and you really wanted to see him shine, but it's just common mistakes that he's doing. You see week in, week out, his final pass just always isn't there. His final decision-making just always isn't there, you know. Sometimes when you think, oh, you should just have a shot, he'll do a pass that just won't lead to anything. Or sometimes when you think, oh, just pass it off to the wing or pass it off to the side, he'll just do the wrong decision each and every time, I think. And he's still got a lot to learn. He's still a young player, and I think he's an exciting player, but he's not really shown much for me. You know, Harvey Barnes has done a lot more for the time he's been here, the short time he's been here, over Demarai Gray, in my opinion. And if Gray keeps performing the way he is, he'll get replaced by someone else. Albrighton will come back in and take his spot again, and we'll just see Demarai Gray come on for the last 10 minutes of each game and not really get that game time that he probably wants. So if he doesn't perform well, then I think he'll end up leaving in the summer, I think.
I think both of you two were at the pre-season game. It was about 4 years ago when Leicester played at Birmingham away, and Demarai Gray scored a fantastic goal. I was there myself as well. Sam, has he improved at all since he's come to Leicester?
I think he's got worse, but that comes along with young players. They're confident, get shredded when they don't play. You know, like we've seen it with Iheanacho, had a good preseason. Cabin played a bit, he didn't do much, he completely dropped and he's done nothing. It doesn't help, but for me, he's had 2 months now where he's been playing solid first team football. I don't think he scored one goal, I think. Not really done any assists or anything. So his touch is bad. His decision making is bad. He'll try and take on three. Like we saw at the Newcastle game, we're losing 1-0. He's in our 20-yard area and he does that back heel thing, doesn't he? And we lose it. Like, he doesn't need to do that there. He just needs a bit more of a football head rather than a I'm the best player on the pitch head.
Yeah, frustrating. I mean, Newcastle overall just showed some of the lack of areas that Leicester have got when it comes teams come and try and defend against us. We do have a problem against that. Moving on to West Ham, Jake, on Saturday. West Ham's form's been a little bit intermittent. I think we're on a better run overall, obviously, with our 4 wins out of 5, and West Ham are a few points behind us. You went to watch Leicester, you were telling me, at West Ham just a couple of seasons ago. It's a big ground, it's a strange ground, isn't it, for atmosphere, for away fans and home fans?
Yeah, well, the atmosphere there obviously isn't as good as their old ground. The away fans are kind of split into two sections, which kind of, you sort of like having two separate away fans. But obviously West Ham, big ground, a big fan base. They can be loud when they want to be. Obviously, I don't think it's going to be an easy game. We're not going to walk over them, in my opinion. Their form at the moment isn't as good as ours, but we've just come off losing against Newcastle. Obviously, we'll probably, against West Ham, we're probably going to do fine. We'll probably change how we were playing. Maybe even we'll come up with a plan B this time, but I think it's anyone's game, really, with the players that they do have. There's a lot of potential for either team, really, to take it.
Yeah, Sam, do you want to talk us through what you think of West Ham's recent form guide? Do you know their last few matches?
Yeah, well, they starting about 5 games ago, they lost 2-0 to Cardiff at home. Cardiff are not doing great at the moment. They did beat Huddersfield, but they were 3-1 down in that match at home. And then obviously they've had a few hard games with Everton, Chelsea and Man U, losing all three of them. And I think it's quite tough for them. I think we can go there and expect to win. And I think we're really trying to push for Europe. We really need to beat them, especially because we got lucky with Wolves, Watford and just all the other clubs around where we are not winning. So we should have beat Newcastle, but to make up for it, I think if we get a good win in general against West Ham, we'll be pushing up for that 7th place again.
Yeah, they've lost, West Ham, I think you're saying, they've lost 4 out of the last 5. Obviously, Leicester have won 4 out of the last 5, so it's a complete swing about there. Jake, do you think Europe is gone? I know when I left the match on Friday against Newcastle, I was pretty doom and gloom, thinking that's Europe blown. But as Sam's just said there, Wolves, Everton and Watford all lost at the weekend. So our defeat against Newcastle, almost, we got away with that one. Is Europe still a hope for you?
I still see Europe, Europa League, as a hope and something we should really be pushing for this season now. We've been knocked out of both the cups, which I still think we should have really had a good run in. We can't push for much more. We're not going to be in a relegation battle. We already know that now. We're safe and secure this far in the season, but I feel like Europe is still there. Obviously, we just need to games against Newcastle. We really should be going there at home as well. We really should be winning those games. And obviously, if we do win that game, and as you say, Wolves, Watford, or whoever lose, we're pushing up 3 points ahead. But obviously, we lost, so we're still down there fighting for those spots. So I think we just really need to take our chances and see the potential this team has. It's definitely a strong side. We could definitely push for Europe, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, Sam, I think for most Leicester fans, want to get to that European spot, 7th. Obviously, it depends on Man City beating Watford in the FA Cup, but you'd sort of think Man City probably will beat Watford in the FA Cup.
Yeah, it depends how Watford wants to take it, whether they want to get Europe spot or win a cup. They've got one of two things to do. They could go for both, but I feel like they wouldn't, because they'll either get the cup or come 7th. And I think it depends on how we do, to be fair. If we beat West Ham and we look stronger than Watford in the league, I know we've got the next few games, we've got quite tough games. So I think Watford might concentrate a bit more on the league rather than the cup. But I think we could do with Man City winning, obviously, because if they win, seventh place is Europe spot.
Just before we get on score predictions, chaps, we're running a poll live on 100% LCFC channels about how much would fans pay for Youri Tielemans. Jay, how much would you pay for him? I think the polls is 35 million, 40 million, 45 million, or would you pay more than that for him?
Well, today's transfer market, obviously, there's big money being thrown around left, right and centre. I'd say for Tielemans, obviously, he's been class for us the past couple of months. I'd probably put around about a 40 million price tag on him at the moment. He's a young player. He's got a lot of experience under his belt for his age. I definitely think around about 40 million, even more for Youri Tielemans.
And Sam, you were saying before we came on air about Monaco and Silva.
Yeah, well, it's kind of switched roles, both doing pretty bad at their current club. And now Silva's doing great at Monaco and Tielemans are doing good at Leicester.
And Monaco are interested very much in buying Monaco, Silva.
They look like they want to keep him. So I think if we play our cards right, I think we can sign for around 30 million with Silva going to their club and, you know, do that kind of transfer.
That would be a great deal, wouldn't it, really? I think for most Leicester fans, Silva didn't work out at Leicester. So if you could buy Tielemans for 20 to 30 million and give Silva in return, I think you'd take that, wouldn't you, Sam?
I'd take it. I kind of feel bad for Silva because he's not played great in the Premier League, but I think it was a bit of a fast league for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, culture shock.
Yeah, so it's a shame to see him go, but if we get Tielemans in the deal, then I'm not bothered because Tielemans has just been one of our best players so far, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think most fans would agree with you on that, Sam. Every week, guys, we give away a couple of pizzas from our pals at Peter's Pizzas. We always do a score prediction. So, Jake, I want yours first. I would like your first goal scorer and your correct final score for when Leicester go to West Ham this weekend.
I'm going to give James Maddison the first goal scorer, and I think we are going to go there and we're going to win 2-1.
Confidence there. Sam, how about yourself? Score prediction?
I think 1-0, Vardy penalty.
Yeah, keeping it tight with Vardy to score again. He's on good form, isn't he? I think he's on 15 goals this season, so you fancy another one from Jamie Vardy?
Yeah, I think he's been our most consistent goal scorer this season, to be fair, and he always is, so
it's a big ground there and a big pitch, and I think if West Ham come and have a go at Leicester, which I think they will do, they've got nothing much to lose. They're not in a relegation battle. They're trying to push up the table. So I think they'll bring the game to Leicester. Their home fans will be wanting them to come at us. So it will give Jamie Vardy space. I'm going to go with Harvey Barnes again as my first goal scorer, mostly because I've been predicting it every week now. I think he does need a goal, and I'm going to go for Leicester to win 2-1. With Barnes to score first. So we'll see next week who got the score predictions right. Don't forget, everybody can have a go on our Facebook and Twitter channels with their score predictions. And Jake, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Sam as well. Let's hope one of your score predictions comes right.
Yeah, let's hope so.
All right, from me, Phil, this is 100% LCFC. And we'll join you next week. If you don't already subscribe to our podcast, please do so. And as ever, thanks to all our pals who bring us the content with us. That is Peter's Pizzas, ADT Taxes, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, Harlow Geek Lot Repairs, and all the guys out there. So subscribe to 100% LCFC podcast, and we'll see you next week.
Calling all Leicester City fans. 100% LCFC keeps you up to date with all the fans' views, club news, gossip and competitions. Visit leicesterfantv.com or search online for 100% LCFC and join the Leicester fan debate today. Blue Army.